I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk every month about all kinds of things dealing with, obviously, we're dealing with our zodiac. We deal with eating well. We deal with feeling better. We deal with what sort of stresses we have that we have to deal with. And, well, today we're going to talk a little bit about presidents of the United States. You've done a little research on that. Is that right, Rhonda?
Well, how it started, Steve, was that I always look to see, try to coordinate the radio show to go on with either what's going on currently or, you know, internationally or things like that as far as health related goes, or as we talk a lot about, like, you know, astrological things too. And when I Googled the interesting facts about the month of May, what came up is it said that no presidents have died in the month of May, that they've died in every other month, but not in the month of May. And so I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. So then that started me on this sort of pursuit to see what other interesting things I could come up with about, you know, that. And July is the most common month for them to die, which I thought was kind of interesting because numerically, May deals with freedom, courage, travel, risk, variety, all of those things. And no one has died during those months. And July, of course, is when our, you know, Constitution was written and all of that kind of stuff. So I just thought it was kind of interesting that, that the most common month would be July for them to pass. And there's absolutely zero presidents who have died in May, which is kind of interesting in 250 years, right?
But I would say that's extraordinary. I don't know if it means anything, but I guess that's it's just a fact. Presidents, by and large, do they tend to be of any particular zodiac sign?
Yeah, so that was the next step that I had to look up. You know, I was like, okay, this is kind of interesting, right? And so the most common zodiac sign for presidents is Aquarius and Scorpio. They were both tied at having five presidents from either one of those. And of course, what's really interesting is that Aquarius did not surprise me at all. Actually, neither one of them did, because Aquarius is everybody's friend. They're very personable. They're everybody's friend. They know how to sort of like be a chameleon and kind of morph into like the social dynamics and places that they are, which sounds exactly like a politician, right? So that did not surprise me at all. And Scorpio didn't really surprise me when I thought about it, because the Scorpio is the one with the dark secrets. They're really good with keeping secrets about other people and things that are going on, which is, you know, important too for someone who's in a political office. And they also can be kind of ruthless. So they can make the unpopular decisions, you know, that Scorpios don't necessarily, if you like them, you like them. And they're going to still do what's the best decision, regardless of how they're going to win popularity. So it's kind of both sides of the spectrum, because the Aquarius is all about popularity and the Scorpio is more about, you know, sort of like having that leadership. And by the way, I also researched them, and the most common zodiac sign for world leaders is Scorpio. Now, another interesting thing about Aquarius and our presidents and things like that is that we have had five presidents that have been Aquarians, and four of the five died in office. And the only one who did not die in office was Ronald Reagan, who had an assassination attempt against his life. So Aquarians haven't had the most fortunate or lucky signs of the presidential thing with that, too. And so, you know, it's just kind of interesting with that. And so then from there, I took it a step further and I thought, okay, I want to know, cause you know, there's also the elements of zodiac. There's air, fire, water, and earth. And did that make a difference? You know, because there was, when we're looking at these numbers, like five Aquarius and five Scorpio and three Sagittarius, like it doesn't sound like very many. And when you think of over 250 years, we haven't had that many presidents, and some of them have had more than one term. So they wouldn't be counted twice, correct? So I thought, okay, well, I wonder if there's some kind of a, you know, which one of those particular elements is more more popular, because Aquarius, even though it's the water bearer, is actually an air sign, which would be rules the intellect, you know. So I thought, well, that, you know, makes sense. But Scorpio is a water sign, which would then be something that could go with the flow, be very deep, but also could be superficial, you know, that kind of stuff. So the most common element for leaders is water. And that was a combination of, you know, of course, the Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio together. So we've had 13 different presidents that are under the water sign. And then from there, air sign is next, which fits, you know, again, with that Scorpio Aquarius thing. And then Earth signs, which kind of surprised me that that the Earth signs wouldn't have been, there's still 10 of them, but that, because Earths are usually very grounded, very stable, you know, but they probably are better at support systems because the Earth is more like to support us, right? And then fire came in last place as far as the different elements goes, which is, there were 9 of those, and those would be Leo, Aries, and Sagittarius. So, you know, Virgos are Earth. They're very honest. So that's probably another reason that Earth didn't raise as high on the sign for presidents to do that. So, and it has been a long time since we've had anybody that's been a Pisces president. However, the most recent presidents that we've had, a lot of them have been Leos. So that's kind of an interesting thing too. So, and then from there, you know, the most common state, I wanted to know, okay, what's the most common state that they've been born in, right? And the most common state is Virginia, and then Ohio. And between Virginia and Ohio, 1/3 of our U.S. presidents have been born in those two states.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah. And so then I thought, well, that makes sense then, maybe why Ohio is a swing state, right? I don't know, but I thought that was really interesting. And only one president, as large as California is, only one president from the West Coast, the entire West Coast, which was Richard Nixon, and he came from California. And there's over 30 states where there's been no presidents born. So that was also interesting. But I guess since most of them came from Ohio and Virginia, I guess maybe that's not so unusual. And, of course, Iowa, we had one president, which is Hoover. So that's it. And only 8 presidents west of the Mississippi. So when you think of that, you know, over 40, you know, if you look at 45 presidents, but we've had less than that because some of them have been elected twice, correct? So when you figure that over 30 of these presidents came from east of the Mississippi, that I just thought that was kind of an interesting little trivia, you know, things that are going on with that as well, too. And then I did one last thing just because I was curious. 53% of all U.S. presidents are firstborn or only children. And I would guess that might even be higher because it used to be that all but 1 or 2 were considered first or only children. And that's because, you know, we haven't talked about birth order for a really long time on the show, but, you know, I used to teach a class on this too, that if there's more than 4 years difference between you and your next sibling, then you take on a different birth order. So you could have been born last, but maybe there is 10 years difference between you and your other sibling. You would technically be classified according to birth order as being, you know, an only child.
It
used to be higher than that. It used to be that all but like 1 or 2 U.S. presidents and U.S. astronauts were considered first or only children. So anyway, just, you know, kind of some little interesting tidbits with that, too. And
Interesting to me is that, of course, it appears to me that obviously the East would have the most presidents simply because obviously we were formed in the East, and that would be. But it also means, it also is interesting to me. I'm thinking of John F. Kennedy and the information on the assassination. Kennedy was a Taurus, I know, because he was born in May, about the same time as my mother was, as a matter of fact. But beyond that, the fact is that he had a family. He was not the oldest son. The oldest son gets killed in World War II, so then he gets the barrier, or gets to be the bearer of the name, to become the president from that family. And the Joe Kennedy sort of story. That's kind of an interesting thing to me as well as the fact is that then his brother gets killed as well as he gets killed. So it's like a strange mix of things all going on at the same time.
And also, there's a lot going on with their name, because Kennedy is a 33, which is the highest vibration on the planet numerically. So they have that particular thing. They also, both Kennedy brothers were assassinated within the 33rd parallel. So there's that going on. One was in, you know, on the West Coast. The other one was just, you know, a couple miles from in Texas from being there. He was taken to the hospital then in the 33rd parallel. You know, he was killed in the 11th month on the 22nd day. So there's that, those master numbers again with that too. So the Kennedys are a very interesting family to look at, just even numerically, looking with that. And then, you know, with other things too. Like, for instance, Robert is also, the name Robert is also a 33. The name John is an 11. So there's all of that kind of dynamic that's going on as well with that. So they, a master number doesn't mean that you're superior. It just means that you have bigger life lessons, and also you tend to be more in the limelight as far as, like, you know, like you have a message for the masses kind of thing with that. So, you know, there's a lot that goes on with that. And then, of course, you know, if he were to go by Bobby, that would be a completely different vibration than Robert. And John went by Jack a lot. And you talk about the birth order, you know, Kennedy then with his brother dying, that did sort of perpetuate him into being sort of the firstborn son, correct?
Right.
Because his brother was gone. And so, and the name, you know, Patrick is also a 33. So there's just all of this very strong, energetic kind of things going on. And for those of you that don't know that I also have a master's degree in communication, I did my thesis on name-letter similarity and how you're more drawn to people and places and things that share similar letters or sounding letters as your own name. And that includes, like, where you would donate to, what political candidates you support, and all of that. And so it's interesting that John Kennedy, who then went by Jack Kennedy, married a woman named Jacqueline. And do you see that there's that sort of common thing? And we don't think about it. It's very subconscious. And it's just like, you know, that somebody named George, they've done research on this, that somebody named George is more likely to donate to the geology department than possibly the mathematics department, even though he might have been a mathematician. So it just, there's a lot of those kinds of things that you look at, that we're drawn to things that we don't even consciously recognize. And it's because like attracts like, and we like to have that kind of thing too. So I could do a whole show about the Kennedys, because you can tell for the listeners out there, we were not going to talk about this, right, Steve? Like, I literally just pulled all of that out of my head. So that was not what we were even going to talk about today, was the Kennedys. I didn't know you were going to bring that up. So.
Well, intriguing at the very least, a lot of things. I guess what, where does President Trump come in as a president? What is his sign, and how does he reflect in the numbers, so to speak?
And so you said that John Kennedy was a Taurus. He actually was a Gemini, because Gemini can take both part in May. Like, there's the first part of the month and the last part of the month. So you're correct that he was born in May, but I believe he was a Gemini, and President Trump is also a Gemini. And Geminis are in their head a lot. It's an air sign. So it has a lot to do with thinking. As far as if we were to look and see how many other presidents have been Geminis, only three. So that would be him, and I believe, now again, I'm pulling that off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that John Kennedy was was also a Gemini, and so that would be Trump and Kennedy, and I'm not sure who the other one would be. You know, I wasn't going to get specific into any particular president other than I, you know, did look up those Aquarius of those ones who had been assassinated with that too. So he'd be an air sign, which deals, and it's a duality, you know, it's a sign of the twin. So there's going to be this sort of like duality thing going back and forth, which we see a lot, right? That one minute it's this, the next minute it's that. And so they're very, they get bored very easily, and they're constantly thinking things through in their mind, because the air sign rules the mind.
Intriguing indeed. And again, more information about this or anything else that you want to find out about what Rhonda does, RhondaReif.com, RhondaReif.com. And again, we talk each month about the things that are the strange and sometimes not so strange, and sometimes the good and sometimes not so good. But it's all a matter of life. And again, RhondaReif.com, and you've got everything you need to have to post it on there about anything that is coming up, right?
Yeah, they can just, there's a little banner that they can click on to go. Most of my stuff is posted on Facebook, but if you go to my website, you can click right on there. It'll take you right to Facebook, right to Instagram, or my LinkedIn, or YouTube, or any of those kinds of things. And most of my stuff that I do post on, you know, social media, it's interesting things like this, you know, about, you know, kind of unusual things about numbers or astrology or health tidbits and things like that too. So that's kind of where they can you know, get more information. They can message me through there, all of that kind of stuff.
RhondaReif.com, and join us again in the month of June, or guess when we talk about other things happening and other things that you may wish to know. You'll find it all, RhondaReif.com. Rhonda, have a great month.
You too, Steve. Thank you.